This week's parasha is Parshas Kitisa and Parshas Parah. I'd like to focus on one aspect of the Aveira that caused Klal Yisrael to lose their level of holiness, of Kedusha that they had upon receiving the Luchas HaRishonos. When they received the Luchas HaRishonos, they were like malachim. They were totally godlike. There was no difference between the guf and the neshama. It was one spiritual being. That was the level that they received as a matana from the Kadosh Baruch Hu when they received the Luchas Rishonos. Just like the Luchas Rishonos were completely spiritual, basically, right? So too was their guf. However, what happened was the Chet HaEgel. Now, what was the impetus for this Chet HaEgel? What caused Klal Yisrael to stumble in this Chet HaEgel? If you look at many Mefarshim, the Ramban, and others, you see that the Chet HaEgel wasn't such a terrible Avera as people think automatically that it is. People think of it as some sort of Avodah Zarah. And the truth of the matter is that the Chet HaEgel really came from good intent. So where did they go wrong? Why was this Chet HaEgel something so severe that till this very day we're still paying off the Avera through our with our lives? Every punishment that we have, that we get in this world, the Sfarim tell us, is a payment because of the Chet HaEgel. What is it? What caused us to do this Chet? What was this Chet? So the Pasuk says in this week's parasha that Moshe said to Klal Yisrael that he's going to come down after 40 days. And after 40 days, what happened? Bnei Yisrael saw that Moshe was delayed. And it says, if I can find it quickly, it says, in Perek Lamed Bet, Pasuk Aleph, Vayah Ha'am Ki Boshesh Moshe L'Redim Min Ha'ar, that the nation saw, Ki Boshesh Moshe L'Redim Min Ha'ar, that Moshe was delayed from coming down. Boshesh was delayed from coming down from the Har. Vayikael Ha'am Al Aaron, and the nation went over to Aaron, and they said, Kum Mar Elohim, say, make for us a God, some structure, so we can have some intermediary between ourselves and the Kadosh Baruch Hu, because we lost Moshe. So what does that mean that he was delayed? So Chazal tells Ki Boshesh Moshe. What does it mean, Boshesh? It's a strange word to say that you're delayed, Boshesh. So Chazal tells us that no, because Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael, I'm going to come down after 40 days and 40 nights, Bishesh, in the sixth hour. So they did a calculation, and they saw that he wasn't coming down. And the Chazal tells us that what happened, the Satan comes, the Yitzhara comes, Satan came and said to Klal Yisrael, where is your God, where is your Moshe? Where is your intermediary? Where is your Shaliach Moshe? He hasn't come down yet, and it's 40 days and 40 nights. And they started conversing with the Satan himself and saying that, what? Yes, he's supposed to come down, we don't know where he is. And then the Satan used that conversation that he was having with Klal Yisrael as a means to cause them to stumble. And what did he do? Chazal tell us that he showed a picture of Moshe dead. And they thought, oh, we lost him. And now we need this new intermediary. So now we made this Chet HaEgel. And then Moshe, sure enough, comes down because they miscalculated. You saw what happened. He broke the Luchot Rishonot. And then we had to go back and he had to give and receive the Luchot Shniot on Yom Kippur. Now, when did he break it? On Shivat Tammuz. He came back on Yom Kippur and received the Luchot Shniot. And then Yom Kippur became a day forever as a day of atonement for our sins. So what was the sin that we did? So I saw beautifully, Reb Chaim Friedlander says, you know what the sin was? That they made a calculation, what they thought was correct, and allowed a conversation to be had with the Satan, with the Yitzhar, based on a calculation that they made. It tells us that there are other times that a tremendous hit that we're also still paying for also happened based on a miscalculation. Where do we see that? At the beginning of Sefer Bereishis, with Chava herself. Right? Chava made a calculation and said that a person, partially because of Adam HaRishon, that you're not allowed to even touch the Eitz Hadaat Tov V'Ra, and the Nachash that represents the Satan, represents the Yetzer Hara, came and said, Chava, why are you not allowed to touch the tree? And he's like, because she says, because Hashem said so. Oh, really? I'll push you in. He pushes her into the tree, and she sees that nothing happened. And it was Nechmad Lamara, and she saw the tree was very pleasant to the eye, and she took it and gave it to Adam Arishon, and it was still paying off all that Avera also. Misa came into the world because of it. But again, it's the same idea, is where you made a calculation, and you allowed the Satan to enter into your world based on that calculation. So what does that mean? What's the root of that Avera? Chaim Friedlander Zatzal says the root of the Avera is that we can never make our own calculations and let those calculations run our lives. Our seichel has to take a back seat to what the Torah dictates. The moment that everything has to make sense for us, and we will only act, and we will only do things because they make sense to us, but not because the Torah says so. So then we're going to run into big problems. Right? B'nai Yisrael, they put their seichel before what Moshe said to them. Moshe says to them, I'm going to come back down in 40 days and 40 nights. According to their seichel, the time was up. So they allowed the Yetzer Hara to come in, right, and to tell them that, yo, Moshe's finished, and now it's time to find a new intermediary. Where if they would have never put the seichel on the front burner, if they would have said, yes, Moshe told us 40 days and 40 nights, and I have to have emunah in Moshe Rabbeinu that he told us is going to come down, and maybe, I shouldn't be so haughty to think that I have the correct calculation. Maybe there's a bigger picture. Maybe there's something deeper that the tzaddik told us. And if they would have realized that, if they would have been humbled a little bit more, and would have realized that their seichel, what makes sense to them, doesn't need to come first and doesn't need to dictate their lives. So then they would have waited a little bit longer. They would have closed out that whole conversation with the Satan. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu expect them to do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu expect them to, when the Satan says, where's Moshe? You know what they should have responded? We don't know, but it doesn't matter. Because Moshe told us that he's going to come down, and maybe we miscalculated. Not, we don't know, and therefore there's, and left the conversation open for discussion. It should have been that our seichel does not come first. We might be making a mistake, and we're going to wait it out. And had they waited out just a few more hours, then they would have retained the level of spirituality. We would never have to pay the dividends that we're paying right now. The same thing with Chava. If Chava would have said to the Nachash, it doesn't matter what the tree represents, it doesn't matter if it's Nechmad, it doesn't matter that if you pushed me against the tree, that I didn't die because of it and nothing happened to me, maybe I'm making a mistake in my calculation. Maybe really it's not touching the tree that's the problem, but it's eating from it. If she would have had been mevatel her seichel to that of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, to that of a bigger source, so then also she would have never created that avera. That is the root of the chet. What the root of the chet is that we don't run our lives based on our seichel. We have to realize that there's a higher authority, there's a Torah Kadosh that sometimes is above our seichel. It doesn't mean to say that we should make sense of things. We should try to understand everything. But at the end of the day, we have to know, like we learned the Gemara in Brachos, Kan Tzipor Yagiu Rachamecha. Right, we said over there in the Gemara, in the Mishnah over there, right, that we said that for anybody that says that the reason why Hashem gave the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan is because Hashem is a merciful God, and that's the reason why we do the mitzvah, because He wants to teach us how to be merciful, that is incorrect. Kodem kol, before everything, we do mitzvah because the Kadosh Baruch Hu commanded, because we're Avadim. We're Avadim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's how we have to look at the Torah, and that's also how we have to look at what we call emunas chachamim, having belief in the chachamim, in the people that are greater than us, in our leaders. And sometimes our leaders will tell us things that we might not make a lot of sense to us. We can't make full sense of it. But we have to have emunas chachamim. That's how we're direct, that's our mesorah. And we're learning from the mistakes of the generation in the Midbar. And if we would live our lives like that and to understand that we're not the center of attention for everything. And that sometimes we have to live our lives and have to be nullify our das, our seichel, for a greater good, or for the Torah, which might not make sense for our seichel, will be, mirtzah Hashem, be in a better place. Have a good Shabbos.